So Keith, what's on your mind?
I don't have a lot on my mind. It's been a hairy week just trying to make sure we meet our commitment here. And
I'm having technical
leaning on my team.
I keep dropping and coming back on.
Are you off this week?
Say that again, Rob.
Are you working this week or are you off?
I'm off location, but I've been working all week. There's no such thing as off work.
So you're sort of on vacation.
Yeah. I'm at a vacation location, but I still work.
Trying to work. Okay. Well, that's the COVID world, right?
Yeah. COVID has opened up some different opportunities there for sure.
Yep. So what did you accomplish this month?
You know, the things we accomplished is we got a lot of money being thrown at us, putting it to work, converting a lot of accounts to managed accounts, had several referrals, had people calling up saying, hey, just sold some property, need to send you the money. We had Cindy's been working diligently on a big 1031 exchange we've been kind of heavily pressed with this last week and a half. About it.
That's nice, though. That's great. Congratulations. It's amazing when you have a good stock market and inflation and flooded the market with currency, how good business is.
Yeah, I can't say there's a playbook where we've had this before, but I've seen up markets, but not cash being thrown at it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's across the board. Everybody's having record months and, it's amazing. Take advantage of it. There are periods when it doesn't happen. Lots of them.
Yeah. And I guess that's where from experience, one thing you want to remember, Sir John Templeton would always, he'd always look so far ahead. In times like this, he'd say, prepare your clients for when there's a massive pullback that they're able to throw money in, you know, it would make you think that, wait, this may not last forever, you know. And I think for like people like Kyle that haven't experienced a big downturn, we got to mentally prepare them as well as our clients. So.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, when you get a period like this, you know that and it's not so much the clients as you guys, cause there's a period, you know, there's just periods of time when nothing happens and the markets don't go up no matter how hard you work. Money is just kind of frozen. So it's very hard to, imagine. When they're throwing it at you. But it was like in 1980, the early 80s, when interest rates were at 22% and people lined up outside the door and threw money at us to open up money market funds. And the CEO, chairman of our firm said, and the guys didn't want to take it because it was just money market funds. He said, you will take every cent.
I hear you.
And we couldn't keep up with it. We literally had them literally lined up when our doors opened on Monday morning, a line of like 10 people waiting. And you thought that this is crazy and we didn't want it and they're not doing any business, but we took the money. And then, of course, when interest rates went to 6% or 5%, they had to do something, so they put it into utilities and other things that were more risky, and we're still seeing that. It's still happening. It's just a flood of capital right now. When real estate is at all-time highs and stocks are at all-time highs, money flows. And everybody's selling their properties, they're selling their businesses, they're selling their buildings, they're selling everything, and it's all floating around. And it'll take probably two more years for that to come to a halt. And when it does, we will spend a couple of years not having money flow. And that's sort of what you have to prepare for. So you want to have as many scoops as you can, many nets in the water as you can, and put the fish on ice, as fast as you can, freeze them and get ready for the period when it's not going to be as good. It doesn't mean the stock market goes down. It just means it doesn't go up and the money is kind of frozen and it doesn't come in. So you want to really, at least in my experience, take advantage of this and be out there getting introductions, getting the money to you, and big money. You know, look for the big sales, the big buildings, the getting them to identify you, which clearly you are, as the place to send the money. And it's hard to keep up, but you know, do your best.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's good times. It's good times. It's crazy times. I mean, prices are insane in everything, right? Copper, lumber. This is a boom. And you think, what caused it? Couldn't have been the pandemic. I mean, what's causing everything to go crazy? Well, it's the flood of money. Just the fact that somebody is the buyer of last resort of all of the treasuries and all of everything that the feds or everything that the government can print, there's a buyer. So interest rates stay low, artificially low. And they've done it long enough that money is free. And it won't be. So, you know, people give us credit for Supernova because clients hear from us on a regular basis. And they credit that to a lot of the reason that their clients are sending them money. But I suspect that it's the market. And it's the environment that people are sending money everywhere. But I don't know that.
I've got to believe the money's been sitting there for a while, maybe not all of it in motion, but, you know, it's just how long can you stand not earning anything out of it before you, you know, call somebody up. The other thing we're seeing is, you know, this happens at times like this. You know, people talk to a friend or a parent that's got, you know, seen their statement and can't believe how much money they made, and somebody else hadn't made that much, so then they, you know, send that person to us, which in my mind, this can be dangerous because, you know, people have unrealistic expectations. Like you look back over the last 12 months, look at 12 month returns. These new folks are, you know, they're going to expect that again next year, which is hard. So,
right. So this is, I guess, when you look at trying to be as, you know, it's hard to treat new money coming into the market with people that have got high expectations and lack really no knowledge. How do you treat them so that they don't get hurt, have a good experience, and stay in the market when things are bad? It's hard because you really have had 3 years of really good returns, and you know, to the point where people have doubled their money, doubled their net worth. And now their friends come in and want that same thing. So do you buy them, you know, more of the same, or do you, now do you think, oh, I think our little AT&T looks pretty good. And that Chevron and a few of the more conservative things. It's probably not a bad time to own some, a little safety here. I don't remember General Motors being at 60 for a long time. When was the last time, Andy? Do you remember?
I don't, but it's been a long time since they haven't paid a dividend either. So they gave up that 5% dividend they were paying when COVID hit. So
yeah, now they're
a growth. Everything's up.
Yep, now they're a growth company with the best battery that there is, and everybody thinks they're great. So I don't know. I don't know. It's different. It is. It's a different world, and everything's sort of upside down. So you just have to kind of keep your head on, and not get sucked into the vortex of the euphoria. Because this is the end. This is the euphoria that people, I mean, when you see that Dogecoin, what is it? Dogecoin or something?
Dogecoin, yeah.
And it has no value and they're buying it because it's fun. That's euphoria. That's crazy land. And we say, well, how long can that last? Well, it can last 2 more years. And does it have to crash? No, it doesn't have to crash. It just has to stop. It's just, you know, you'll just not get the returns. And we've been there. So, I don't know. It's like when people ask me for advice in the middle of the pandemic, we couldn't do enough webinars on what to do during a pandemic, you know, or what to do during a recession. I could handle that. I could give as many of those talks as you can imagine. But what do you do in a euphoric market? Well, it's hard to take, you know, when everybody's drinking and having fun and the party's going on, it's 3 a.m, who wants to go home? Well, maybe it's time. Take some chips and go home. So, I'd probably be a little more cautious just because this is what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing here is the same thing that I'm hearing on all my calls. People are just throwing money at us. And it's all, oh, Rob, thanks. Supernova just works like crazy. We call our clients and they'll send us money. Well, yeah, but Supernova never worked that good. You know, it's good, but it's, so maybe time to get a little more conservative. How are you feeling? Are you feeling that? Are you behaving? Or are you just throwing money in there?
No, I mean, I'm cautious, taking money off the table in places. You know, when new money comes in, it's kind of hard to not get, you know, like if it's a 401k rollover where somebody's been fully invested to.
Yeah, you don't want to
not get them back in, you know. But, you know, basically just using we've been using a lot of firm-based discretionary models where we're, you know, well-diversified and taking the asset allocation committee's recommendations on where we should be. And it's not going to be bulletproof when things go down, but hopefully it'll cushion them a bit more. Hopefully we have their risk profile in order and maybe – in some cases, back the risk profiles down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it makes sense. I looked at the, you know, I've been recommending the RSP versus the SPY, the equally weighted S&P 500 for some time, just because I feel like, it's outperformed now for a couple of quarters. It was up 400 basis points over the SPY in the first quarter. My guess is that's probably going to continue. So you stay away from some of the, just the well-known names. It isn't that they're bad, and they're just too well-known, and that's what everybody buys. So I think you can, and they rebalance every month in that RSP. It's pretty interesting story. If you look at the history of it, it will outperform for about 5 to 7 years when it finally starts to outperform. Now, again, this time is different, of course, but maybe it's not. So, that's an idea that I think makes sense for how to diversify properly, and not get sucked into something that, you know, you think you're diversifying by buying an S&P 500 and then you get way overweighting in a few stocks. So, and most of them are market weighted versus equally weighted. And we've been for the foundations and things that I'm involved with, we've been buying, you know, taking out of growth and putting it in value and just trying to be a little more conservative. I haven't bought bonds. I hate bonds, and I haven't really raised cash, but, it's probably not a bad time. Just a little bit, just to make you feel like you're doing something when everybody else is losing their minds.
But, understood.
But like you said, when they're coming out of, you know, they're transferring their 401k over to you, the last thing in the world you want at the end of the year is to underperform what they would have done. And that's been the risk up to now. So you gotta do it. But, I think it's just probably, one of those times when the bells are, they're not ringing, but they should be maybe. I mean, most of the firms are ringing some bells. Morgan's been ringing the bell, and, Merrill's been ringing the bell that you should be a little more cautious. It can last a long time though, where people get frustrated and they try and behave, and then they lose accounts because they're too conservative. So it's, you know, that's frustrating too, but, and it's hard to get guys to prospect when the money's flowing in. It's like, why, Rob? Why should I?
There's no time left for it.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, it's hardly any time to even call clients. You know, you're just, everything's working. So good. It's nice to have a business, and you know, every business, I don't know about you, Keith, but the people I'm talking to, I've got a guy that owns a steel fabricating company in Massachusetts. And I said, so how's business? He said, it's unbelievable. Never had business like this. I cannot keep up. I've got 16 welders going, and if I could hire another 16, but I can't get the power to my plant. My engineer told me I've used up all the power. I got to have a different plant in order to hook up power to it to hire 16.
Wow.
And his brother owns an aluminum company, a steel company that, and I don't know if he originates it or I think he's kind of a middleman, and he's doing the same thing. He can't keep up. I talked to another guy who owns a big glass manufacturing company in Ohio. And I said, so how's business? He said, I can't keep up. I can't hire enough people to keep up. So it's like, what the? And we need more stimulus? That's crazy, right? And these guys are very conservative. You know, the first two guys are billionaires and the other one is, he's got a fleet of Ferraris. So, I mean, these are not guys at BS. So, I don't know. That says good things, right? Those things don't stop. Yep.
No, I'm not complaining about it, but there's usually a reckoning that comes later. And,
right.
And, you know, I understand it. I don't know when it's coming. I've been through it before. I always wish I'd have been a lot more conservative going into the downturn than what I end up being. But for me, it's keeping my team in check on that, you know, that haven't been through that. So.
Well, can we do anything for you guys today?
Cindy, you're out there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm not sure if Kyle's on.
No, he's not. No, I think it's, you know, we're definitely, there's nothing that I can do at this particular point. I mean, I know we're definitely thinking on the supernova, path because of a situation that came up a little earlier, a couple of days ago, I guess, in which Keith and I still have to follow back around with, about, you know, potentially letting another client go, and depending on what happens there. So it's not that we're not thinking about it. So we are, and it's been great. So, and it's baby steps, I guess, you know, until as it goes along. So.
Well, one of the things you want to think about is do you want to go into the next one, recession, whenever it comes, with clients that you really don't want to go into a recession with?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. You know what I mean? It's like nobody minds, you know, everybody knows a recession's coming, but you don't want to go into it with 600 clients.
Yeah.
Then yeah. Your mind is blown out of the water and you just wish you weren't in the business.
It's been a long time that I've been in this seat kind of handling that kind of situation. I've been in management and handling that situation completely different, but it's been a long time. Right. I've been in this seat handling that situation.
that's when the guys come to me and go, you know what? I'm never going to do this again. I'm going down to 100 clients and I'm staying there because I do not want to go through an extra session with 300 people.
Yeah.
So that's all there's not much we can do, right? We hold our cards. We play the game. We enjoy it because we got to be there. We got to show up because we're part of the game. But you don't have to do it, knowing that you're going to have problems with people that don't pay you anything. Okay.
Yeah.
So make sure that one action step you can take is to segment and segment now while they're happy, you know, don't segment when they're miserable. Then they hate you. Segment when they're happy and they're like, hey, I didn't need you anyway. You know, I can do this myself. Yeah.
There you go. So that's all right now that I have to offer or even ask for a request on. So yeah.
Yeah. So just, you know, make your list and, you know, as busy as you are by getting those clients to some other very happy person that's going to be happy to get them. You are eliminating time, which is the most valuable thing that you have, right?
Yep.
So and you know better than anybody that if you can do that, if you can get smaller and still keep the majority of the revenues, you're getting smarter and smarter. And then going into it, at least you've done that. At least you're skinny. because it could be, you know, this could last two more years, and then the recession could last 5 years then instead of 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's because it's going to be, because the recovery was so robust. And yet the deficit will be there and it will stay there. It won't go away. And that deficit will suck money out of the economy, and that could cause a protracted recession. Just stagflation like we used to have. We haven't even heard that term for years and years, but it was there, you know. Beat inflation now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're old enough to remember that, but yeah, you know, that was stagflation, and everybody gets blamed and nobody takes responsibility. But they're doing it right now, and they should take responsibility, but they won't.
Yep.
So all I'm saying is get, you know, just take the time during this for your sake of your practice. You know, you can help people by balancing their portfolios, rebalancing them, having them become a little more conservative than they want to be. And that's what you do for them. But for you guys, you supernova your practice and get it down to where it's as skinny as humanly possible while still maintaining the majority of the revenues. And then when things are bad, you have time to grow and you have time to talk to your clients and have a balance in your life, and you're not going crazy. And Keith, you know, you clearly demonstrated and said that you want balance, and balance comes from having a practice that is organized, structured, and not too big. 70 clients is good. It's a lot better than 300 or 200. And it's a lot more fun, because then you have time to call them all every month. So you'll keep them all. And the choice is, it's always the choice, right? It's a choice of, do I want to fire them or do they going to fire me? And the problem is when they fire you, it could be one of your best clients. So by calling them all every month, they never will leave you. But if you don't, then they can, and they, you know, they will. So that's, having been through many, many recessions, I know that. Take control of the practice. So, all right. So that's the best advice I can give you. Random thoughts from Supernova.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Talk to you next month.
Thanks. All right. Okay. Thank you, Rob. See you. Thanks, Cindy. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Thank you.